Then they cried to the Lord in their trouble, and he delivered them from their distress. He made the storm be still, and the waves of the sea were hushed. Then they were glad that the waters were quiet, and he brought them to their desired haven. Welcome to the KFAX Prayer Connection. Each week at this time, we open the Word and turn our hearts toward God in prayer in the spirit of Philippians 4. Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. And now, this week's KFAX Prayer Connection.
This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. I trust you've had an opportunity to worship together with the family of God, to hear the Word of God by the man and woman of God, so that you can be the servant of God that He has intended for you to be. This great hymn is no surprise to anybody, How Great Thou Art. Carl Boberg, a 26-year-old Swedish minister, wrote a poem in 1885, which he called, O Mighty God. The words literally translated to English said, when I the world consider, which thou hast made by thine almighty word, and how the web of life thou wisdom guideth, all the creation feeds at thy board, then does my soul burst forth in song of praise, O great God, O great God. His poem was published and forgotten, or so he thought. Several years later, Carl was surprised to hear it being sung to the tune of an old Swedish melody. But the poem and the hymn did not achieve widespread fame. Hearing this hymn in Russia, English missionary Stuart Hine was so moved, he modified and expanded the words and made his own arrangement of the Swedish melody. He later said his first three verses were inspired line upon line by Russia's rugged Carpathian mountains. The first verse was composed when he was caught in a thunderstorm in a Carpathian village, the second as he heard the birds sing near the Romanian border, and the third as he witnessed many of the Carpathian mountain dwellers coming to Christ. The final verse was written after Dr. Hine returned to Great Britain. Sometimes later, Dr. J. Edwin Orr heard How Great Thou Art being sung by the Naga tribesmen in Assam, India. And he decided to bring it back to America for use in its own meanings. When he introduced it at a conference in California, it came to the attention of music publisher Tim Spencer, who contacted Mr. Hine and had the song copyrighted. It was published and recorded during the 1954 Billy Graham Crusade in Haringey Arena. George Beverly Shea was given a leaflet containing this hymn. He sang it to himself and shared it with other members of the Graham team. Though not used in London, it was introduced the following year to audiences in Toronto. In the New York Crusade of 1957, it was sung by Bev Shea 99 times, with the choir joining in the majestic refrain, O Lord my God, when I in awesome wonder consider all the worlds thy hands have made, I see the stars, I hear the rolling thunder, thy power throughout the universe displayed. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee, how great thou art, how great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee, how great thou art, how great thou art. When through the woods and forest glades I wander and hear the birds sing sweetly in the trees, when I look down from lofty mountain grandeur and hear the brook and feel the gentle breeze, then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee, how great thou art, how great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee, how great thou art, how great thou art. And when I think that God his Son not sparing sent him to die, I scarce can take it in that on the cross, my burden gladly bearing, he bled and died to take away my sin. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee, how great thou art, how great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee, how great thou art, how great thou art. Last stanza, when Christ shall come with shout of acclamation and take me home. What joy shall fill my heart. Then I shall bow in humble adoration and there proclaim, hi, my God, how great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art. And I trust that hymn will resonate in your soul today as you worship the Lord in spirit and in truth. This little devotional says, launch out. My people, you have touched only the fringes. Yes, you have lingered on the shorelines. Launch out on the vast sea of my love and mercy. Yes, my mighty power and limitless resources. For if you would enter into all that I have for you, you must walk by faith upon the waters. You must forever relinquish your doubts and your thoughts of self-preservation. You must forever cast aside. For I will carry you, and I will sustain you by my power in the ways that I have chosen and prepared for you. You shall not even take the first step in your own strength. For you are not able in yourself, even as flesh is always unable to walk the way of the Spirit. But my arm shall uphold you, and the power of my Spirit shall bear you up. Yes, you will walk upon the waves, and the storm will only drive you more quickly to the desired port. Chart and compass you shall not need, for my Spirit will direct your goings. And are not the winds held in my fists? Be not fearful, but believing. So launch out today, cast those doubts aside, and let's see what the Lord will do in our lives. Let's pray and see God for revival, bringing salvation and glory. Psalms 85:9 says this, surely his salvation is near to those who fear him, that glory may dwell in our land. We are familiar with the truth that Jesus is our Savior. Now, Father, bring us into a deeper encounter with Jesus as the living one, risen from the dead, presiding now in our midst. Fill our hearts with awe-inspiring the purpose of your Son. You have saved us for more than merely having a better life and a brighter afterlife. You have saved us so that we might walk, breathe, and speak like you, that your glory would be seen in our lives and in our land. No longer will we postpone the hope of your glory until the age to come. We pray for you, Lord, to advance your purpose in us now. Continually save us and fill us in these days so that we reflect your love and your glory. John 11:24-25 and verse 40 says this, Martha said to him, I know that he will rise again in the resurrection on the last day. Jesus said to her, I am the resurrection and the life. Did I not say that if you believe, you would see the glory of God? Oh, Father, yes, we believe that we will see the glory of God in our day. We believe in you. You are the risen one. You were raised from the dead, but you are more than resurrection. You are life itself. Bring your life to many, and with your life, show your brilliant glory. So we pray for believers to be filled with renewed hope, to envision and to experience the singular glory of Jesus in our day, that many would trust in Christ and by faith receive his life and behold his glory. And now we seek you on behalf of women. You said this in Acts 9:36. This woman was abounding with good deeds of kindness and charity, which she continually did. That woman will be honored in their unique God-given glory, Father, that every kind of injustice toward women will cease, for pornography to be stopped, for protection from sexual violence, that hope would be renewed for the beauty of marriage and children, that single woman would lay hold of God's full purpose in their lives. We seek you now for revival, bringing righteousness and peace. Psalms 85:10-13 say this, righteousness and peace have kissed each other. Truth springs from the earth, and righteousness looks down from heaven. Indeed, the Lord will give what is good, and our land will yield its produce. Righteousness will go before him and will make his footsteps into a way. Oh, Father, you have intended for the life of Christ to be planted and to thrive throughout our city. But many of us have gone fallow, so that we are untended, wild, and fruitless. Sow the seed of the truth into many minds and lives. Come like the sun with your power. Come like the rain by your spirit. Cultivate, Lord, our community, patiently bringing forth lives marked by Christ's righteousness. Cause your presence to come upon us as if you were walking ahead of us step by step, making out a way of living that abounds with the fruit of your kingdom. You said this in Luke 1, 76 through 77 and 79. For you will prepare his ways to give to his people the knowledge of salvation by the forgiveness of their sins to guide our feet into the way of peace. It was promised that when you came, Lord Jesus, many would experience forgiveness of sins. And so it came to pass, and so it continues today. But your salvation comes with a further promise that we would learn how to live in the might and joy of heaven's peace. Visit us in peace-bringing power. Guide us step by step to walk in your ways and gradually bring lasting transformation to our entire community. Oh, we pray for Christ followers to experience his guiding presence as never before, for believers to walk in the righteousness of God, influencing the community, values, and character of our community. 1 Corinthians 7:32 says this, one who is unmarried is concerned about the things of the Lord, that he may please the Lord. So, Father, we seek you on behalf of single people. We pray that Christ will fill singles' hearts with his love, that they may taste the satisfaction which is found only in God, that friendships will bring ample fullness of relationship, for sexual purity and simplicity of lifestyle, and strong marriages for those who desire them. We pray for those single by divorce or death, that they would find healing and new hope for life ahead. We seek you now to impart your life-giving spirit. Ezekiel 37, 3, 5, 10, and 14 say this, Son of man, can these bones live? I answered, O Lord God, you know. Behold, I will cause breath to enter you, that you may come to life. So I prophesied as he commanded me, and the breath came into them, and they came to life and stood on their feet. I will put my spirit within you, and you will come to life. Father, we pray today for those who are physically alive but are spiritually dead. Breathe life into them as you did at creation. Infuse them with your spirit. As Ezekiel did so long ago, we declare our prayer. Come to life. He will put his spirit within you and you will come to life. Come upon us, Spirit of God. Resuscitate those who have suffocated in their sin. Renew many who have wavered in their love for you. Surprise some who have not yet known you. Raise up throngs of people throughout the earth to stand before you, filled with life and eager to serve. John 5:25 says this, Truly, truly, I say to you, an hour is coming, and now is, when the dead will hear the voice of the Son of God, and those who hear will live. Oh, Father, people who are spiritually dead have been coming to life by your word since the day you rose from the grave. We pray that many more in our city will hear your voice and live by the power of the gospel. Only your voice gives life. Whisper from you can wake our lifeless friends. One word can rouse our sleeping churches. A shout can raise many throughout our city. Lift your voice, Son of God. Raise many to fullness of life. So we pray for many who are far from God to hear his word and receive his life-giving spirit. For struggling or dying churches to be renewed by Christ's life. Psalms 12, 1 through 5 say this, Help, Lord, for the godly man ceases to be, for the faithful disappear from among the sons of men. Now I will arise, says the Lord. I will set him in the safety for which he longs. We seek you on behalf of gangs. Oh, Father, that you will satisfy their deep desire for significance and belonging, for God to break the spiritual and social powers that hold them, for caring Christians to embrace them in the authentic love of God's family, for blessing upon the neighborhoods they claim. Deuteronomy 30, 19 through 20 says this, I have set before you life and death, so choose life in order that you may live. By loving the Lord your God, by obeying his voice, and by holding fast to him. For this is your life and the length of your days. We seek you for your people to love and obey you, Father. If all you wanted was perfect performance, you could easily commandeer our minds and program our souls to obey you with never-failing precision. But instead of robotic religious behavior, you desire genuine love that chooses to serve you freely. We have chosen the way of life, but we find that our love easily fades. Keep speaking to us. Let us hear your voice anew that we will choose again to obey you. Let us sense the touch of your hand and we will cling to you. Steady our wobbly affections so that our love for you will increase throughout our days. Luke 16:13 says this, no servant can serve two masters. For either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will be devoted to one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and wealth. Help us, Lord Jesus. Our possessions so easily master us. We have seen how worldly pleasures fragment our lives and become cruel taskmasters. We need more than flimsy resolve to resist the seductive powers of this age. Expose our lesser affections as vain and worthless. Fortify our resolve to despise the treasures of this world. Yes, we love you, but call forth even greater love by the power of your Spirit, a love that serves you with a single-hearted joy. So we continue to pray for struggling believers to set aside competing ambitions in order to serve Christ with authentic love. For those far from Christ to be nauseated by worldly enticements and become hungry for a life of serving God. Luke 6:40 says this, but everyone who is fully trained will be like his teacher. We seek you on behalf of educators, that teachers and mentors will impart godly wisdom to help form character in their students. For needed tools and proper facilities for those who homeschool their children, for renewed zeal for truth and virtue, that they would have opportunity to know God in Christ, that believers would know how to pray for their students. And so now we seek you to purify your people. Psalms 51, 7 and 10 say this, purify me with hyssop, and I shall be clean. Wash me, and I shall be whiter than snow. Oh, create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a steadfast spirit within me. We have tried ways to erase feelings of guilt and shame, but doing self-help therapy or adding religious fervency sometimes does no more than darken the stains of our sin. We renounce the preposterous idea that we could ever make ourselves pure. Make us clean. Free us from the lingering power of sin. Wash away the sense of disgrace and distance from you. Give us confidence that we are pleasing before you. Renew us as a people from the inside so that we are strong and steady to serve you in our day. Matthew 5:8 says this, blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. We are conflicted by self-absorbed pride and self-accusing shame. Do your work, Lord Jesus. We might not ever lift our eyes towards you unless you purify our hearts. Simplify the mix of emotions that drive our lives. Clear the clutter of competing desires. Give us a simple, single-hearted passion for you. Align our scattered thoughts and focus our hopes so that the only thing that matters is that you alone will be seen and loved by all. So we pray for non-believers to see the hope of whole-hearted purity before God, for believers to confess and abandon patterns of sin in order to walk in the joy of holiness. Matthew 14:14 says this, he saw a large crowd and felt compassion for them, and heal their sick. We seek you on behalf of sick people, Lord, that you will touch those who are sick in our community with healing and comfort, that they will grow in grace and as God walks with them throughout their ordeal, that God will provide for their financial needs, for their caregivers and families, that many will renew their trust in Christ and follow him boldly, even in affliction. Lord, I think of my dear friends Cheryl and Scott. Scott has got brain cancer, and it's aggressive, and he's passing away, Lord, as you would be with Cheryl and her precious family. Just scoop Scott up in your arms as he gets ready to meet you as his personal Lord and Savior. And those, Lord, who are hearing this over the airwaves, Lord, touch their bodies in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. So we pray this prayer of St. Francis of Assisi. Lord, would you make me an instrument of your peace? Where there is hatred, let me sow love. Where there is injury, pardon. Where there is discord, unity. Where there is doubt, faith. Where there is error, truth. Where there is despair, hope. Where there is sadness, joy. Where there is darkness, light. O Divine Master, grant that I may not so much seek to be consoled as to console, to be understood as to understand, to be loved as to love. For it is in giving that we receive. It is in pardoning that we are pardoned. It is in dying that we are born to eternal life. So friends, as we continue to trust the Lord, let's remember that wonderful song that Stuart Hamlin wrote back in 1949. It is no secret what God can do, what he's done for others. He'll do for you. With arms wide open, he'll pardon you. It is no secret what God can do. Reach out to the Lord today, friend. You're never alone. He is right there with you. Even as you listen to this broadcast, the Holy Spirit is speaking to you. Remember that hymn, "Search me, O God, and know my heart today. Try me, O Savior, and know my thoughts, I pray. See if there be some wicked way in me. Cleanse me from every sin and set me free. I praise thee, Lord, for cleansing me from sin. Fulfill thy word and make me pure within. Fill me with fire where once I burned with shame. Grant my desire to magnify thy name. Lord, take my life and make it wholly thine. Fill my poor heart with thy great love divine. Take all my will, my passion, self, and pride. I now surrender, Lord, in me abide. O Holy Ghost, revival comes from thee. Send a revival. Start the work in me. Thy word declares thou wilt supply our need. For blessings now, O Lord, I humbly plead. I grew up with this song called "Let the Beauty of Jesus Be Seen in Me, All His Wonderful Passion and Purity. O thou Spirit Divine, all my nature refine, till the beauty of Jesus be seen in me." And isn't that the truth, friend? As we walk, let the beauty of Jesus be seen in me. People are so contrary today, wanting to fight, wanting to challenge, wanting to dissent. But let the beauty of Jesus be seen in me. All his wonderful passion and purity. O thou Spirit Divine, all my nature refine, till the beauty of Jesus be seen in me. Friend, the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord turn his face towards you and give you peace. This is my prayer until we see each other next week. May God richly bless you, my beloved.
You've been an important part of the KFAX Prayer Connection. If you would like to submit a prayer need, simply go to kfax.com, click on the Growing Your Faith tab, and enter the Prayer Center. That's kfax.com. Click on the Growing Your Faith tab to the Prayer Center. You can also share your prayer needs via the convenient KFAX mobile app. Go to Google Play or the iTunes Store today and download the free KFAX mobile app. As we leave you, remember the words of the late Corrie ten Boom. Don't just pray when you feel like it. Have an appointment with the Lord and keep it. Until next time, it is our prayer that God both keep you and use you for His glory. We are